Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Albatrosses are getting divorced all over the show. True story. Okay, I don't know how true that really is. But either way, when it comes to fidelity, birds apparently fit the bill. Over 90% of all bird species are monogamous. Did you know that? And most of them actually stay faithful. So when we start seeing birds splitting up, should we be worried? Now, I know. What you're saying, you're rolling your eyes, and you're saying we can barely keep our own marriages together. Can we not worry about the bird species? But maybe there is something to be concerned about. Francisco Ventura, conservation biologist at the University of Lisbon in Portugal. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hello, good morning. It's very nice to be with you this morning, and thank you very much for inviting me. How are you doing?
I am well, thank you. So should we be, look, most of us battle to keep our own relationships together. Should we be worrying about the bird species?
Well, this is a good question. So as you said, social monogamy is widespread in birds, and albatrosses are regarded as the most monogamous of all animals, right? So in this sense, our evidence of an increase in divorce as a result of the increasing sea surface temperature, it is worrying. Perhaps not for our population, which is on the increase. The black-browed albatross from the Falklands is increasing, and it's been doing so for the past decade. But for other albatross species with a lower availability of mates, because it's potentially they're smaller and they're already under various other stress and threatening factors, that might be a problem, yes.
Hmm. So is there anything that can be done about this?
Perhaps, I mean, not directly.
No, of course. Of course, we can't send them for counseling.
Yeah, exactly. The most important thing, in my opinion, is to continue carrying out these long-term studies, such as the one that we have ongoing in the Falkland Islands, but that also worldwide, to continue with the longitudinal studies on seabirds, which are among the most studied group of animals. We have, it's common to have a database of 20-year-old, such as our database, because of their characteristics, their coloniality, the fact that all birds come back to the same nest year after year. So it's important.
So you can track it quite easily.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And also the first GPS studies on animals, on wild populations were carried out on albatrosses because they're big and it was possible to fit a GPS on them. And it is very important because for us to detect an effect such as the one that we found in our population, we had to use a nearly 20-year time series of data. And that's because when a chick fledges, when a chick takes the sea for the first time, before the researchers are actually able to find it back again at the colony, at least 3, 4 years, 5 years need to pass.
Wow. So it really is a longer term study. And what you're seeing in albatrosses, do you think that is an indication of what's happening in other species?
It's difficult to extrapolate to other ecological contexts I mean, there is always the risk of seeing something that is not valid for other study systems. But I would definitely think that it's worth testing our framework on other populations. I should mention what we found is quite new in the sense that what was known and what we were expecting was an effect of breeding failure on divorce, which we do. And we found that this is the main trigger of divorce. So females that were failing in the previous breeding season were much more likely to divorce in the subsequent breeding season. Not all the time, but that's often the case. But the new thing is that regardless of the previous breeding success, birds were divorcing more in years characterized by warmer sea surface temperatures, which are indicative of resource poor years. So that's the new part of the new message of our study, which I think could be the case for other albatrosses and other seabird populations as well.
Does it matter In other words, it, does it matter if a an albatross, a female albatross who's unable to breed with a male looks for another male to try and see if that would, you know, instinctually, if they could, they could procreate. Does it matter at the end of the day?
Perhaps not that much for a healthy population that we are monitoring in the Falklands. But it's common, and many of my colleagues usually, well, they work, they have long-term projects on seabird populations of 150 breeding pairs. So if you imagine this population, isolated population, which may already be facing other threats related to fishery and to, you know, you can definitely imagine how disruption in the breeding
in the whole cycle, right? And of course, if we ignore the problem, if we ignore the cause, then we really are looking for a major shift potentially in the natural environment.
Yeah, sure. And this is actually one of the take home messages as well from the study, that when you think about climate change and when you think about the observed and predicted increase in sea surface temperatures, you don't necessarily imagine that that might have an effect on the breeding processes and on the divorce in seabirds and in monogamous populations. So this means that there are cascading effects of climate change that can take quite surprising pathways, which we which might take us by surprise.
Very, very concerning, but a fascinating conversation nevertheless. That's unfortunately all we do have time for. Francesco Ventura, who is a conservation biologist at the University of Lisbon in Portugal, was chatting to us about the divorce of albatrosses. Is that a concern?